Welcome to the 2014 BunSports.com Big Ten Football Preview. It was a year ago when the Ohio State Buckeyes defeated the Michigan State Spartans. It's actually the other way around. Welcome to the 2014 BunSports.com Big Ten Football Preview. A year ago, the Michigan State Spartans defeated the Ohio State Buckeyes for the right to play in the Rose Bowl and won the Big Ten Championship. And the question this year is, can Michigan State do it again, or will Braxton Miller lead Ohio State to perhaps a Big Ten title and a playoff berth? Will the Big Ten get a team in the playoff? Those are all the things that can be discussed on this preview, and I'm joined now by the college football professor, and as we look over this league, the front runners are clear. Ohio State and Michigan State. Wisconsin is hanging around, as they always are, and several other teams this year.
Well, when we think about it, the Big Ten now has 13 teams. So I think that just being the Big Ten, you got 13 teams, that tells you that there's going to be confusion on what's going to happen. And a lot of it will have to do with schedule. Now, I don't know what part that newcomers Rutgers and Maryland are going to play, but I'm going to tell you, the Big East is nothing like the division they're in with Ohio State, Michigan State, Michigan, and Penn State. I think that's going to be a little bit more difficult for them.
They realigned the divisions once again, and as the college football professor mentioned, Maryland and Rutgers, they both go to the East. They will be in the same division with Michigan State, Ohio State, and Penn State. But let's start in the West. And last year, this wasn't the same division, obviously, but Wisconsin always makes a run. They weren't able to make the title last year, but they've made several of the first few Big Ten title games. But this year they have some competition, I think, and I think they show some deficiencies at some key positions, and one of those being the quarterback and so position. So now I'm looking at Iowa, Nebraska, and perhaps another school out of that division to come up and challenge the Badgers.
Well, Wisconsin, Gary Anderson's team, were 9-4 last year, 6-2 in the conference. But they do have some star power, Jacob. For instance, running back Melvin Gordon. And their strength is in their offensive line and their running backs. But, oh my, look at the schedule. Well, they do play out-of-conference LSU. But in the conference, they play Nebraska at home and Iowa on the road. Now, that's their maybe the most challenging ones. So I would see them with 9 or 10 wins because of a not-so-difficult schedule.
Joel Stavi will be their quarterback. As I mentioned, they had some question marks around that position. And as you mentioned, the schedule is very difficult. They return 7 starters on offense, 3 on defense. But I look at the surprise team this year in the Big Ten to be Iowa. Kirk Ferentz, of course, his 16th year. Wow, it's hard to believe. 16th year in Iowa City. He went 8-5 last year, his team did. They got a bowl berth, and they came up short against LSU. But they have a chance this year, I think, to win that division and perhaps even challenge for the Big Ten championship.
Well, I think that one of the big players could be redshirt freshman, a wide receiver, Derek Willis, a 6'4", 210-pound big target. And in the offensive line, Brandon Sharif, and their defensive line is anchored by Carl Davis. So this could be a very good team, and it always seems like that they just play good, tough, solid football.
So let's turn our attention now to the East, and we talked about Ohio State. We know about Braxton Miller. He has been nursing a shoulder injury. Of course, the 12-2 Buckeyes a year ago, their only losses after the regular season, they lost to Michigan State in the Big Ten Championship game, and that would have put them in the national championship game had they won that, but they came up just a few seconds short, and then, of course, they lost to Clemson in the Orange Bowl. So now the question is, where do they go from here? If Braxton Miller is healthy, can he lead them to a national title?
Well, Braxton Miller, of course, gets the headline, but if you want to know who the standout is on a standout football team, it's defensive lineman Michael Bennett. He's the real deal. And then they have a really outstanding wide receiver and Devin Smith. And they're recruiting. They bring in good players every year, it seems like. Raquan McMillan, a linebacker, could be a star, and a defensive back by the name of Damon Webb. But Ohio State, while they have a good core of wide receivers, they have a good offensive line, but Jacob, their defensive line is really, really good.
Then we turn our attention to Michigan State, and as we said earlier, it's going to be a tough tussle between these two, and The game this year between the two is played in East Lansing on November 8th. That's going to be a huge matchup in the Big Ten, Michigan State and Ohio State. And, of course, Connor Cook, the junior, coming back to start at quarterback for Michigan State this year. The question is they went 13-1 a year ago, their only loss was to Notre Dame in a very close 17-13 loss. Otherwise, they would have been playing in Pasadena in the national championship game. So can Michigan State contend for a Big Ten and a national title?
Well, they have a good offensive line, but they really have one of the better, could have one of the better offensive backfields in the entire country. But when you look at their schedule, they have home games with Nebraska, Michigan, and Ohio State, all those at home, and their road games is probably, you can just mark it down, a 4-0 record. So they're in good position schedule-wise, and they could take it all. In fact, I think just Jacob, going out on a limb a little bit here, but I kind of think that Michigan State will wind up winning the Big Ten Conference this year.
That's a very interesting prediction, and I think a lot of people would agree with you. Well, they can't participate in a postseason this year, but Penn State is always a team to be reckoned with. I think if you have Penn State on your schedule, you need to watch out. I think James Franklin has that program on the rise. Let's talk about Brady Hoke for just a second in the Michigan program. Is the biggest indictment of Michigan the fact that we barely even talk about them in the preseason? They're not mentioned. They're not looked at as a feared opponent anymore in the Big Ten. Could that be the biggest thing that you could say against Brady Hoke's program right now?
Well, it's certainly not looked at as one of the marquee programs presently. I mean, their name, of course, is big. But when you hear people talking about teams, they even mention Indiana as a possible dark horse. And as we've already mentioned, the possibility of Iowa. And then Minnesota may be pretty good. They really have a good coach. But it seems like Michigan just can't get traction.
It does. And again, I think if Brady Hoke does not get to that 8-9, well, I think he needs more than 9 wins, really. I think he needs double-digit wins this year, and the schedule is difficult. If you've looked at it, they play at Notre Dame, they play at Rutgers, at Michigan State, at Northwestern, and then they finish the year in the horseshoe against the Buckeyes. They don't really have a tough out-of-conference game. They do play Utah from the Pac-12, but I think they could get there. But again, Michigan is going to have to Brady Hoke's going to have a good year this year to maintain his position in Ann Arbor. Well, that's a look at the Big Ten this year. Anything further you want to add?
No, I was just sitting here thinking that that Michigan needs a big horse if they're going to go into bring people into the big house if they're going to really have able to do anything.
And that'll do it for our conference previews here as well at BunSports.com. It's been a pleasure to bring them to you. And our next installment, you won't want to miss it, on Wednesday, we will give you our predictions for the four teams in the college football playoff. The professor and I will both give you our predictions, as well as our national championship prediction, who we think will be the 2014-2015 national champion. It's the first time of the college football playoff, so that should be fun. Don't forget to tune in.